Altitude is indicated by three hands on the face of the altimeter. The shortest hand indicates altitudes in 10,000 foot increments. The intermediate hand indicates altitude in thousands of feet, and the longest hand indicates altitude in hundreds of feet. The altimeter scale is divided into 20-foot increments. A sensitive altimeter has an adjustable knob which adjusts the barometric scale and allows you to set a reference pressure from which the altitude is measured. The scale is a small window in the altimeter. It's called a Colesman window, and it's used to adjust the barometric pressure from 28 inches to 31 inches. By rotating the knob, 1 inch of mercury will change the pointer by 1,000 feet. Altitude actually comes in 5 different flavors, and you need to know what each of them are. In fact, you need to memorize the 5 different types of altitude. They are indicated altitude, absolute altitude, true altitude, pressure altitude, and density altitude. Indicated altitude is the altitude read on the face of the altimeter after it's set to the current local altimeter setting. Absolute altitude is the height above the surface. True altitude is the height above mean sea level. Pressure altitude is the altitude that is indicated whenever the altimeter dial is set to 29.92. Density altitude is pressure altitude corrected for non-standard temperature. Let's talk about each of these altitudes. Indicated altitude is the most straightforward altitude you can have. It's just what you read on the altimeter after you set it to your local current altimeter setting. Indicated altitude, what you see is what you get, providing the altimeter is set correctly. The absolute altitude is the actual height above the surface. When your aircraft is sitting on the ground, the absolute altitude is zero. True altitude is the height above mean sea level. It's normally measured in feet. Pressure altitude is the altitude that's indicated whenever the altimeter setting is dialed to 29.92. 29.92 inches of mercury is the standard datum plane. It's a theoretical level where the air pressure is equal to 29.92 inches of mercury, or 1013.2 millibars. The standard datum plane is 29.92 inches of mercury. When the altimeter is set to 29.92 inches, it is reading pressure altitude. Density altitude is pressure altitude corrected for non-standard temperature or pressure. A standard day is a day where the atmospheric pressure happens to be 29.92 inches of mercury and the standard temperature of 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit also happens to exist. So on a standard day, 15 degrees Celsius, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, 29.92 inches of mercury, 1013.2 millibars at sea level, the pressure altitude is the same as true altitude, is the same as indicated altitude, is the same as density altitude. Prior to takeoff, the altimeter should be set to the current local altimeter setting. This is the value at which the scale of the altimeter is set so that the altimeter indicates true altitude at field elevation. If an altimeter setting is not available, the altimeter should be set to the elevation of the departure airport. After takeoff, the altimeter should remain set to the current local altimeter setting until you climb through 18,000 feet, at which time the altimeter should be set to 29.92. To compensate for the effect of non-standard conditions, the altimeter must be set to the altimeter setting of a station within 100 nautical miles of the aircraft. There are 2 altimeter errors that we need to discuss. A sensitive altimeter is designed to indicate standard changes from standard conditions. But most flying involves flying in conditions that are non-standard. And therefore, you have to be able to modify the indications of your altimeter to correct for these errors. The 2 types of errors are mechanical and inherent. Mechanical error is simply a malfunctioning altimeter. when you do a pre-flight check, one of the things you want to do is to determine the condition of the altimeter. And you do this by setting the barometric scale to the local altimeter setting or setting the pointers to the field elevation. When you set the altimeter to the local altimeter setting, the altimeter pointers should indicate the surveyed elevation of the airport. If the indication is off by more than 75 feet, the instrument should be referred to a repair shop for recalibration. The other error is caused by differences between the ambient temperature and/or pressure. Non-standard temperatures affect the indications of an altimeter. When an airplane is flying in air that is warmer than standard, the air is less dense. The pressure levels of the air are further apart. When an aircraft is flying at an indicated altitude of 5,000 feet, the pressure level for that altitude is actually higher than it would be in air at standard temperature. In other words, the aircraft would be higher than it would be if the air were cooler. If the air is colder than standard, or more dense, the pressure levels are closer together. When the aircraft is flying at an indicated altitude of 5,000 feet, its true altitude is lower than it would be if the air were warmer. In other words, if a flight is made from an area of low pressure to an area of high pressure without adjusting the altimeter will indicate lower than the actual altitude above ground level. Similarly, if the aircraft is flying in an area of low temperature and it goes to an area of high temperature without adjusting the altimeter will indicate lower than the actual altitude above ground level. If a flight is made from an area of high pressure to an area of low pressure without adjusting the altimeter will indicate higher than the actual altitude above sea level. Well, that can be dangerous, because if your altimeter is indicating higher than you actually are, that's bad. So the way to remember this is, if a flight is made from an area of high pressure or an area of high temperature to an area of low pressure or an area of low temperature without readjusting the altimeter will indicate higher than the actual altitude above sea level. So if you're flying from a high to a low, look out below. From high to low, look out below. If you're flying from an area of high pressure to an area of low pressure, your altimeter is indicating artificially high. You're actually lower than the altimeter is indicating. From high to low, look out below. The reverse is also true. From low to high, I don't know what rhymes with low to high. From low to high, there's plenty of sky. I don't know. Just remember, when flying from hot to cold or high to low, look out below.